Now back to She Said, He Said with Kelly Lamb and Gordon Montgomery. Brought to you by Page Law on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
I got chills, they're multiplying, and I'm losing control, 'cause of power.
And of course, we had to get Michelle Michaletti's favorite in, John Travolta. So we're here today live, myself, Kelly Lamb, with Gordon Montgomery, and we are having a good time at Club Fitness Maplewood. It's their brand new location. They've only been open a month. They have it all here. This is around 35,000 square feet of fun. So you come here, you lift local. And when they mean lift local, they mean you can lift local here, but they also mean local and community, which is awesome. So we'll be here till noon. You can stop by anytime, though. Drop off an item for Crisis Nursery, which is awesome, to help those little ones in need. And so with us right now, joining us on the show, is Amanda Doyle, and she is with the Missouri Almanac. So yeah. How are you doing?
I'm great. Good morning. How are
this
you?
This is an awesome book.
Thank you. I like to just carry it around. It's
oh,
so pretty.
Oh, I bet. It really is. It's amazing. And I've been fortunate enough to be lucky enough to have Missouri Almanac, even this show and our other show that we've done, mm-hmm. come on and get to see all about what's going on every single year.
Yeah.
So tell everybody a little bit about what Missouri Almanac is, if you know they don't know what the book is all about.
Sure. So it's a, I don't know about everyone else's kids, but my kids' favorite kind of book is a book full of facts and like weird information and bizarre trivia, basically things they can annoy me with from the back seat and I'm trapped because they're back there with the giant book and I'm driving. So this is a book similar to those kind of books, but all about the state of Missouri. So I'm one of a team of five writers who did this book. So I didn't do the whole thing. We each did different sections. But it's designed to just give people a sense of pride about our state and about some of the history that's happened here and some of the cool stuff that's happening now and some of our amazing nature and just everything about the whole state.
So I guess the Stanley Cup will be in there next year then?
We will, yes. There will be a huge update for
sure.
That's
a pretty big deal, right?
Yeah, yeah. So sports teams, I mean, just a little of everything. But what's funny, I was telling Gordon before the show that we kind of wrote it with a child or young person audience in mind. But it is definitely at least as popular with adults because, you know, if you're a kind of person who's into trivia or just kind of knowing, like, those funny facts about places, I've had more grown-ups come up and look at the book if I'm somewhere with it, and then they say, is this book for kids? And I'm like, well, that all depends. Do you want it for a child? But, I mean, a lot of people just like to browse through. It's got a whole section about famous Missourians, just really interesting stuff, really, for any age, so...
So what is your favorite, so what is the most bizarre thing or craziest thing that you've had in the book that you like?
The story of Jim the Wonder Dog is a pretty good one.
We just talked about him.
Did you really?
My dad actually saw Jim the Wonder Dog.
Nuh-uh.
Was actually there and saw him. Yeah, he was in Marshall, Missouri.
Love the story.
So Jim is from Marshall, Missouri, and he had this like uncanny ability to know things. Well, what were some of the things that your dad saw him do?
Well, he was able to pick racetrack winners.
Yes.
And he could do that. And
if they were having a girl or a boy.
And he could understand. What was crazy is he could understand things in different languages.
I mean, it's bizarre. And so one of the most, I mean, I'm getting goosebumps. This
Me
is weird
too.
About a dog. But so science has studied Jim to try to figure out what is it this dog is picking up on. Like, what are the cues? They could never figure it out.
They said his eyes were different.
The eyes were the only thing that they said was different about him. They could say there's something about his eyes.
Washington
University, I think, did a study on him.
They could read a license plate.
He could, like, pick a person out of
a
crowd.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, so stuff like that. I mean, I think that's cool and weird, and it's not something I ever knew before.
There's even a statue built of him, like a memorial there.
Sure. If you're Marshall, Missouri, you're going to build a statue.
Well, my mom and dad grew up in Slater, Missouri, which is, like, 20 minutes away from Marshall.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. That was not even planned, but that is one of my favorite things in the book.
I love that story, and I just recently heard about it. So,
yeah,
absolute amazement of that. So, you have five writers. That's what you said a minute ago.
Mm-hmm.
how long does it take to put something like that together? Where do you find that information?
So the five folks who worked on the book, we all live in different places in Missouri. So we started just, and we all have different backgrounds. I'm a writer, and I do a lot of like historical and cultural St. Louis stuff. One of the writers, Carolyn Kelly, is a zookeeper at the St. Louis Zoo, and she has a background in creative writing. I mean, we're just a mixed bag of a lot of people. So we all kind of started a big brainstorming list together. Here's everything I know that I think would fit in a book like this, or something I've heard of that we should look into. And then we divided it out by, okay, who's going to write the history and mystery section? Who wants to do animals in the outdoors? Things like that. But it was awesome just to, because I think we all carry around these things in our head, like, oh, I heard about this one cool thing that one time. And to have a place to kind of put it and then time to research it and really get into it was fun. And to find out if other people knew something else about it. And some of it was just places we had been or places we'd heard about that we got to follow up on. So,
is it brand new every year, the information that goes in?
So the way it's designed to last for 2 years, because it takes a long time.
Sure.
And it'll be a some mix of like the prior year, because some stuff doesn't date, you know, like there, it's always going to be the weirdest weather in the state. Hopefully is always going to be the weirdest historical weather unless something really weird happens. But there will be new things. In this edition, for example, we talked about the bicentennial of the Missouri State Capitol. So that won't be happening the next time there's a new edition. Yeah, so it'll be a mix of the old and the new. But same thing, kind of designed to be like an almanac of like a collection of facts that stays kind of the same. At the front, we have a whole thing about all the official Missouri state whatevers, the state tree, the state animal, the state exercise. Do you know what the state exercise is?
No.
We should make these people do
it. Let's hear. Okay, so what is the state animal?
Wait, hold on.
Okay, get
there's
your cheek
a lot of them. Well, no, I mean, it kind of depends on which animal. We have the actual animal is the Missouri mule. But we have an insect. We have an official state insect.
What is that?
The honeybee.
Oh, it's not the gnat that's flying around everywhere.
No, that guy's just trying to get in on it. We have a state bird. We have a state fossil.
Now, is it the bluebird or what is the state bird?
It is the eastern bluebird.
Okay.
Exactly.
Is the flower the dogwood or the tree or... What is it?
Okay, this is funny.
What's the flower on the dog?
You can tell people got really into writing some like declarations and laws. There's something called the floral emblem. They don't call it the state flower. The state floral emblem is the white hawthorn blossom.
Yes, yes. Which comes off the dogwood, doesn't it?
Yeah, the tree is the flowering dogwood.
Okay.
We got all kinds of stuff in here. But the state the official state exercise of Missouri is the jumping jack.
The jumping jack.
Who knew?
And who thought of it? Like, who said, you know what, I think we'll make it the do a lot of people do jumping jacks here?
It was probably a lobbyist from Jumping Jack Association of America who got sent in to make that happen.
I can't remember last time I've done a jumping jack, or most things, but.
Now, we do it here in Missouri. You guys do the Missouri Almanac. Do they do this in different states?
This is the first one. I mean, there may be other ones out there. This one's published by a local publisher in St. Louis, so this is strictly an independent Missouri thing. It's not part of any other like group of almanacs or anything.
So it's not associated with other states.
No.
Then. But is there like
I don't know.
Illinois almanac?
There should be.
There should be. So this is something that was just started.
They probably
here
can't
on its
afford
own.
It.
Oh,
sorry.
They should with that the taxes they charge.
That was a jab at the government, not the Illinois residents. I grew up in Illinois.
We were looking at taxes like on house the other day, and we're like, holy shemales. It was like double and triple. We feel like our taxes are high.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
But we're getting off on the wrong subject here. So if you just open up the book, open it up and see where you come to.
It's a beautiful book on the outside,
really
by the way.
Is. Really,
it is.
It kind of makes me think of a circus.
It's supposed to be very, I mean, this is a book you wouldn't, you could, I guess, but I don't think most people sit down and read straight through. It's very, you know, modular. You could just dip in and dip out, and it's supposed to be very graphical and really just kind of give you some...
So you opened it up, and what did you come to?
So I opened to Famous Missourians. I guess that's about the middle. That makes sense. So this has got everybody from Charles Lindbergh to Annie Malone, huge name here in St. Louis. Marlon Perkins, who was the Mutual of Omaha guy that most people know. Well,
Safari
he was at
Coffee.
Yes, and he spent most of his life in St. Louis at the St. Louis Zoo.
And his statue is right outside one of the train stations of the zoo. I pointed it out to you.
That's right.
Yeah, there you
that's
go.
Right.
Laura Ingalls Wilder, who wasn't from here but lived here a long time. Dred Scott. Sam Walton. I mean, we got all the people here. So, and another fun part of this is at the end of every section, there's some games. So... If you would just want to check and see if you remembered something, It's right there for you. So can I tell you about the other really fun things?
Yes, please.
About games. Once we had published this book, the publisher was like, this is great. We want to, what do we do now? Like, we want to do something else. Right. It's not enough to write and publish this giant book. So we actually have developed a game show that goes along with this book. It's called Do You Know Mo? Mo is Missouri, in case people, my daughter saw a sticker that I had that said, Do You Know Mo? And she said, who's Mo? I was okay. Let's back up a minute.
I would do.
So it, it's a game show. It's designed to be like a school assembly. So we take it to schools for an audience of however many, 300, 500 kids. And there are podiums, and there is a host, and there are buzzers. And so we ask questions that are from the Missouri Almanac, and the kids compete and win prizes. And it's super, super fun.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a whole new level of bringing the same information but making it really live, you know. And the kids get so excited about it. And that's really what we wanted to see, was kids who are excited about where they live and feel like there's something cool about where they live. So,
that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, we have about a minute. We're taking to the top of the hour, and we've got to go to a tight break there. So could you let everybody know how they can get a hold of a Missouri Almanac?
Oh, sure. So it's in every good bookstore. I'll just say that. But they keep it at the Missouri History Museum at the shop there. It's at all our local independent bookstores. I believe Barnes & Noble has it. And you can always look online at reedypress.com. which is the publisher. And if you want to know more just about the book or the game show, the book has its own website called MissouriAlmanacBook.com. And it's just a lot of great fun that we've had with us. So
that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Any last thing you have before we?
No, I think it's a great book. And it feels great, too. Just the touch of it feels great. It's a
reading
great cover.
Is so important. So appreciate that you and the other authors take time to put this together, because it's so beneficial and it's powerful to read.
Absolutely. And if you give a kid something they can stump their parents with, all the better, right?
Even better.
Well, not only that, like you said, I mean, I'm a big kid, so it's like, I love stuff like that. I'd be looking all through it.
Perfect.
You can memorize the weird Missouri town names. That's another very popular section. Tightwad, Missouri.
What was that?
I love
Tightwad.
It.
Tightwad, Missouri.
Wood is 11 o'clock right now. We're going to be here till noon. We're live at Club Fitness in Maplewood at 3256 Laclede Road in Maplewood. We're going to be here till noon, but they'll be here all day long. Coming up next, we're going to be talking to Andy Elmore, Director of Brewing, and Tracy Neer, the Director of Retail Operation with Anheuser-Busch. Find out about Gloria Beer. We'll be right back with more right here on She Said, He Said on 590 The Fan. Summer sun, something.